I'm going to talk about the things that injured people must know in order to protect themselves against the vastly superior knowledge of the insurance company claim handlers. First, you really must take notes of all conversations you have with any person at the liability insurance company. You need to ask them about the things that concern you, what you should do about the wages that you are losing or the medical bills that are piling up, and be sure to write down their answers. At the very least, if you wind up having made mistakes that they criticize for you later, you will be able to point to them and the advice they gave or the statements they made as being the reason that you made certain decisions. Next, do try to obtain the identity of witnesses to the accident. The reality is that the insurance claim handlers typically let the injured person feel as though the company is really not going to argue much about liability, that is not a concern, and you need not trouble yourself with being able to prove that it was their customer's fault. Well, just remember that they do not have a duty to prove that it was not their customer's fault. It is the legal burden upon the injured person to be able to prove that it was the fault of the insured person. Now, also, you need to know that the liability insurance company is not going to pay your medical bills as if it were a health insurance company. Now, that may not seem fair, but if you have listened to the other messages, you will know that this is the way things are. So save yourself and your medical providers the aggravation by seeing to it that the bills for the medical treatment are sent to the company, which could be your own auto insurance company under certain circumstances, or to your health insurance plan that has a direct contractual obligation to you to cover your medical bills. Also, know that you must certainly try to obtain appropriate medical care for your problems, injuries, conditions, and you must do so promptly. Now, if you are hurting but decide to tough it out and do not go see a doctor or seek other forms of medical help, that is sure to be twisted and used against you later on. Certainly, you should try to get photographic evidence of the scene of the accident and the crash damage to your vehicle or whatever it is that caused the injury. You must understand that very often scenes of accidents are changed, and if you do not get photographs before the change occurs, it may become a problem in your case. Certainly, you should try to get photographs of your own vehicle's crash damage and that of the other driver as well, because you would be amazed at how quickly the insurance companies want to just get rid of those vehicles and how poor in quality are the photographs that they take, because they are not at all motivated to help show or to help produce evidence for you to show that you have been seriously hurt in a real accident. And my last topic is one on which I am going to spend some extra time because it is so important. Do not be in a rush to settle your claim. The insurance company claim handlers often contact the injured person within hours of learning about the accident. They sometimes go to the hospital to see the injured person and very often visit the homes of the injured people and always try to contact them on the telephone. Why is it that the liability insurance company's claim handlers are so willing and even anxious to make a very quick settlement with injured people? The reason is that the insurance companies know from their vast experience, and I mean from handling hundreds of thousands of cases over the decades, they know from this vast experience, much of which is stored in their computer databases, that early on after an accident, many people do not really understand how seriously they are injured or how seriously their injuries might worsen in the future. I have had many clients over the years who developed terrible complications from the injuries that they sustained in an accident, but they developed those complications after they had made their own personal direct settlement with the insurance company. The words, "We would like to settle with you," have kind of a nice sound, but know that the documents submitted for your signature as a condition for getting any compensation usually include the complete destruction of your legal rights to obtain more compensation from that company and from their customer. That is what a settlement is really all about. But not only that, know that the documents that they submit usually for your signature also amount to the complete legal destruction of your legal right to obtain more compensation from any other person or company. And so if you are a person whose accident may have been caused by more than one person, by the negligence of more than one person, you need to know that the documents offered to you by one of those companies is likely to destroy your legal rights to seek compensation from anyone else. I urge you not to sign a release if you have been seriously hurt until you have consulted an attorney skilled in this field of law. Now, I will say insurance companies are willing to pay small amounts of money to settle small cases. But beyond that, no matter how significant or serious the case and the injury may be, the goal of the insurance company is to pay as little as possible. What finally becomes evident is that the system for compensating injuries, such as we have been discussing, is completely adversarial. The inevitable reality produced by the adversarial system is that your case, in your hands, does not have the force and weight that it has in the hands of a skilled and experienced lawyer, one who deals with the insurance companies every day. Now, you may say, why all this talk about having to gather and preserve evidence? Don't most cases settle without going through a courtroom trial? And the answer is, oh yes, most cases settle without going through a courtroom trial. But the question is, on what terms do they settle? The more talking points the insurance company has revolving around the injured person's failure to obtain, preserve, and gather evidence to prove the claim in court, well then, the weaker the case and the lower the settlement. But the more the injured person did what needs to be done, the more the insurance company realizes it's going to be a real fight on their hands, well then, the higher the settlement, the closer to fair value the outcome will be. The insurance companies are in control, of course, of how much money they are willing to pay in settlement on any particular case. And the companies make sure that the full value settlements are offered only to the fully armed claimants. To use a baseball analogy, they agree to pay for a triple if they are facing Babe Ruth, but when they are facing a rookie, they offer a delay of game, then a strikeout, then maybe a single. And in the case of having you sign documents that have negative legal consequences far beyond your understanding, they offer a foul ball and removal from the game due to a career-ending injury. The good news is that having a skilled and dedicated lawyer on your side will avoid the mistakes or correct them or at least manage them. But the sooner you engage a good lawyer on your side, the sooner the huge advantage of the insurance company disappears. Thank you, and I hope you benefit from this message. If you wish to speak with me, please feel free to call the office during business hours at 425-778-8558. Thank you.